Hey, this is Joe Healy. Today we're going to take a look at the Naples Code Camp, which occurred on October 3rd in Fort Myers in Naples, Florida. We'll have a little interview with John Dunigan and take a look at some of the photos and videos from the event. John, pretty nice event you had down there. About how many people did you have show up?
Oh, we had roughly 150 out of, I think it was 200 signups on the
wow.
button.
So how many people do you have show up last year?
Well, this year's Code Camp represents a 50% increase over last year. We had 100 people on the button last year. So not sure we're ready to deal with such exponential growth, but we'll take it.
Well, that's a great statement for community down there. I personally noticed a lot of businesses and stuff like that floating around. So pretty good scene there.
Yeah, we're very happy with how it went, and we're getting started trying to not only with the .NET developers, which is of course near and dear to my heart, but the other communities of common interest, as I like to call them, trying to get those guys organized up into people that can, you know, help each other.
And of course, I'll be there. Other. And of course, I'll be there to help them come over to .NET once they're there. So, I noticed you guys for the second year in a row bear the distinction of being the only Code Camp with an airboat as its Code Camp T-shirt logo.
Well, I have to give all the credit to my vice president here at Southwest Florida .NET Developers Group, and that's Amy Hatfield. She does a hell of a job for us.
Very nice. I noticed there were also a good number of family members. Took a picture of a couple kids floating around the thing and stuff like that. So it turned into quite the activity for families there, almost.
Well, we try to make people happy, and if their kids can come down and not necessarily share the Code Camp experience, but share the Southwest Florida experience with them, that's just great.
I'll vouch for that. Beautiful beaches, and actually y'all had some socials at the Bass Pro Shop, which has a wonderful Alamrata grill attached to it, so that turned out pretty nice.
Yes, it did.
And the way down there, I took some nice photo, a nice photo in the Everglades of some ibis, and then a few photos laying around of people lounging in the sun, so some pretty cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
What was
some wildlife around here.
So there were the normal .NET sessions. I also noticed you had some other interesting sessions as well. Any sessions really just stand out as unique this year?
Well, I would have to point to one in particular, and not to take away from anybody else who came down and presented, because we were happy to have everybody.
Yep.
But when you're the chief organizer of Code Camp, you get to maybe go to two sessions if you're lucky, and I was lucky enough to go to one by Diane Leeper, who's a visual creative, very plugged into the .NET community, not just in Tampa up where you are and she is, but all over the place, and get a perspective on web app design that we don't normally get when we're, you know, knee deep in the code behind. So I was extremely happy about that. And there were some other ones I heard of that had come down, but I hadn't seen them in particular. But we had developer evangelists from Infragistics, Telerik, a new company out there called Sapien, who's doing some great things with IDEs for the old stuff that sometimes we still have to work on. And we considered it a very successful Code Camp, and everybody down here is extremely happy.
Yeah, I was in Diane's session. It was certainly a smoker for me, because I'm kind of a middle-tier coder in this. Well, the whole concept of good-looking websites, if you've seen my site, you know that's beyond me. So pretty good stuff. So there are also a number of book authors I saw floating around, like Jeff Cochran, Scott Klein, Stan Schultes, you know, surprising.
Certainly.
Yeah. So,
I was lucky enough to get help with this Code Camp, as it has been every Code Camp, from Rox Publishing. And as it turned out, we got the we got a number of the speakers that already committed to our event before I had asked for, you know, X number of copies of, you know, Y book from Rocks. And as it turned out, I was easily able to pick out titles, you know, of relevance to the .NET community with guys that were coming to Code Camp on the cover. And I was extremely pleased with that.
Yeah,
and in your photo gallery, I'm sure there are a couple pictures of those guys holding up books with them on the cover.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I've got Jeff Cochran holding up one of his, and then Scott Klein actually has two of his books there. So that's pretty cool as well. Mm-hmm. And then all the .NET Nuke guys were there. So Stan Schultes, Will Stroll was there, who was a tech editor on that book, and pretty cool scene.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And I'm a tech editor for Rocks myself, so I was trying to get Imar's book in there too, but the one I technical edited on, but it didn't happen, and my picture's not on the cover anyway.
So any special plans for Code Camp next year? Be about the same bat time, you think?
I think so. We like to clear out our space, you know, for that on the calendar pretty early, and we don't like to step on, you know, any of the other dev community events. So when it comes time to plan that again, we'll be in close contact with the other code camps that traditionally happen around that time of year, and we'll make sure we're spaced, you know, far enough apart in terms of the calendar and also in terms of the geography. Because to me, it doesn't make sense to have all three of the North Florida code camps, you know, going on month after month after month, and likewise for us down here in the South. So
cool.
we'll try and do that carefully once again.
Cool. Well, we'll certainly work on coordinating that a little better, but I don't know. The code camps all came off great. It was just a little compressed. I personally am looking forward to the next Swamp Coast Code Camp down there. Should be an awesome time. We're thinking about probably about the same time next year for a wonderful trip to Naples, eh?
Yeah, well, we'll be ready for you.
All right, man. Well, thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
You too.
So that was a quick look at the Naples.NET Code Camp. I want to thank you for listening, and look forward to more events coming in the state of Florida from the fine.NET community down here. That's it. Jay Healy at Microsoft.com. If you got the nasty email you want to send or something nice to say, go ahead and forward it my way.